This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sad weekend for Melanie Taylor's family.
So you've probably heard me talk about Gus the guinea pig.
Groundhog.
And you've already probably heard Bubba talk about Gus the groundhog because he always interjects that it's a groundhog. And we joke and it's a rodent. And we've made videos, especially on Groundhog Day. In fact, Gigi was a part of the video we did. I don't think it was last year. I think it was the year before, where Gus came out of his cage and he saw his shadow. But yeah, during the pandemic, my daughter Brecklyn mentioned that she would really like a guinea pig. And during the pandemic, we were all in crazy states of whatever we were doing. And we were like, hell yeah, we'll get a guinea pig. Sure. We only had a dog at that time named Henry. So Jason went out and brought home a guinea pig. And Gus has lived a really cool life. We've since added a cat named Maisie. And the guinea pig used to live in Brecklyn's bedroom. And then the guinea pig really started to affect the way that she slept at night, because sometimes guinea pigs chatter their teeth and or bite the cage.
Ow.
And Breck was like, eh, I'm having problems sleeping. So then we put Gus in his own room where he was able to roam
right. A
lot of the times. But we usually put him in the cage when he went night-night, because we didn't want Henry and or Maisie to chase around a guinea pig all night, right? I understand that many animals get along with guinea pigs, but I introduced Gus first to Henry and then second to Maisie. And I wasn't sure how that was going to be. Over the years, you probably heard me on the air talk about how Gus literally escaped from his
Maisie,
cage.
Maisie did an undercover operation to release Gus the groundhog from his cage.
Many times we figured out in the middle of the night that Maisie would open the cage.
Yes.
And that they would have fun.
Yes.
I had COVID one time. I was secluding myself in my daughter's room. I saw Maisie and Gus come in together like they had been playing for hours. Mm. So I wasn't so concerned that Maisie would eat Gus.
No.
But I still was concerned that what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. There are times that I would go in, Gus would be hanging out somewhere, and Maisie would be in Gus's cage sitting by herself, right? Nothing happened
Maisie
like that.
Maisie never ate Gus.
No, they were friends.
Thank God.
But Saturday morning, Jason woke me up very early, and he got up before I did, and he was like, Mel, Gus has passed away.
And you knew that Gus had been sick for a while.
Yeah, he had eating his celery, eating his carrots, eating his food, drinking his water, but a little less mobile. Then the past 2 weeks became super mobile again, running everywhere.
I didn't know that.
He was eating celery right out of my hand. He was eating the hay right out of my hand. We took him out of the cage. Very frail. He was getting old, and guinea pigs do live, I talked to my vet, 5 to 8 years. Gus was almost 5. So he woke me up, and I didn't want to believe it until I went in, and then I touched him and I realized Gus had passed away. Brecklyn was not up. Quinn was away this weekend, my older daughter. So we decided to wait to tell the girls until they both woke up. I wasn't going to wake my kids up. I wanted them to get up naturally and to tell them. So we decided that day that we were going to bury Gus after we told both of my girls. Quinn handled it a little worse than Brecklyn did. I think Brecklyn was, since Quinn's away at Penn State, Brecklyn has seen more of the decline. I think she was preparing herself, whereas Quinn hasn't. She's home sparingly, and she sometimes would see Gus like on FaceTime. So we decided to bury Gus. We buried him right next to our yard, told my neighbors because they were out. We were talking to them. Gigi found a little cross that we put on his little grave right next to our pool. Yeah. Aww. And Brecklin chose not to come outside. It was rainy and wet. Ground was very easy to dig a hole in.
How deep do you have to dig?
Jason dug. About that. So then she watched from the window above, and Henry watched from the window above, and Henry was whimpering the whole time, like crying. It was so sad. I was more sad, I think, at that moment for Henry, because I do believe he knew what the hell was going on.
He goes
in that room. They have free rein to go into that room. Yeah. But what I was really upset about is Maisie was the go-to, I feel, collaborator of Gus escaping and being friends. Like, they seemed to be really...
They were partners in crime.
Gus's dead body was in that room, and Maisie was whining for food. All she wanted to do was eat. It is like she completely blocked out what was happening right next to her. She didn't acknowledge it. And I know animals sense things. Mm. She didn't acknowledge nothing. Fast forward to last evening and now Sunday and Saturday, she's in that room constantly searching, looking.
Of course.
Smelling. They're both all over the set, my dog and cat. Like, where's Gus? What's going on? So I know they know what's happening. But yeah, anytime your family loses a fur baby of any kind, I don't even care if it's a fishy or a frog or a turtle. So I put a picture of Gus up on our Facebook page. And on our Instagram, and everybody's really given us some great comments, and a lot of guinea pig owners out there, a lot of piggy owners. So to all the piggy owners out there, I get you. I feel you. Yeah. There's been some sweet, sweet sayings. So to our Bubba Show family and our 100.7 star family, thank you for being so kind.
Aw, Gus the groundhog, may you rest in peace.
Gus the guinea pig. Yeah.
Can I call him a groundhog still?
No, he was a guinea pig.
So sad.
Yeah, and he was the softest, sweetest, fastest little thing I've ever had in my life. I never grew up like, I think my husband had hamsters, I think, as a kid. Like, what are the other ones? Hamsters, guinea pigs, and what's the other ones?
Gerbils.
Gerbils, yes. Never had those growing up, but I know that those were really common things back in the day, like before you would get dogs or cats. Like, let's try a hamster and a gerbil. Or a guinea pig first to see if you have the responsibility.
And how old was he again? He's five.
He would have been five in September.
So he's four. And what's the average lifespan you said?
5 to 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
But I'm still sad. And I feel like I could have given him a better life. So now I'm in guilt mode.
Why?
I don't know.
What could you have done
differently? A bigger room, a bigger space, more toys. Did Maisie and Gus stress him out? I don't know.
They're buddies.
It seemed like it, but you never know. Mm. My guinea pig didn't have full reign of the house. I know people have guinea pigs that have full reign of the house. I just wasn't comfortable with that.
What do you mean by full reign of the house?
They could go all over the house. They had full reign. Yeah, go through the house, just wherever.
Don't they have droppings?
Mm-hmm. I know people that have guinea pigs that had full reign of the house.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
A lot of them can be trained, too, really well.
I showed you a little I know. I've never had one.
Well, you've never had a guinea pig, so I know. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I don't know a lot about guinea pigs.
You gave Gus a great life.
I know. My friends that had two that just recently, they gave us a lot of their guinea pig stuff. It's my husband's best friend, actually. They were like, you guys, he had a piggy life that was really good.
See?
Don't stress.
Don't stress.
Like, it's still sad. It's very sad.
He's in piggy heaven.
There's a piggy heaven, too, up there with all of the other animals.
It's awesome. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I know.
I'm so sad.
So sad. Oh, anyway, there you go. There's my sad story for the day, everybody.
The picture of Gus online at Star Pittsburgh on Facebook. You're listening to Bubba Show on 100.7 Star.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.